Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, are you the kind of pet owner who regularly brushes your cat or dog's teeth, or do you throw them a dental chew every now and then and hope for the best? Guilty over here. Well, vet Niamh Fagan is here to tell us what the best way to take care of your pet's dental health. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning,
thank you so much. The dental chews, not a fan, or are they okay?
No, they do work. They do. They help, but they're not the kind of mainstay to maintaining our dogs and cats' teeth. The most important and most effective way to maintain dental care is by brushing. Mm-hmm. And it's what everybody, you know, they hate to hear it, but it is the most important thing. So it's starting early if you can with kittens and puppies. And a lot of vets will now recommend that when a kitten or a puppy comes in for a first vaccine. Start early, go slow, get a nice tasty toothpaste. So a dog or cat toothpaste, it can't be human toothpaste. A children's toothbrush is fine, or a pet's toothbrush.
So they're allergic to the fluoride, are they, in our toothpaste?
It's toxic, yeah, exactly. So, and it doesn't taste minty. They're not going to want that. It's the dog and cat toothpaste. It's either liver flavoured or chicken flavoured. Pretend it's a treat, do you know, kind of make it an enjoyable experience as much as possible for the pet, and you'll have success that way.
So how do you start? Because I wouldn't know how to begin with this.
Yeah. So kind of, as I said, they're using it as a treat. So that's the very first step. So just let them lick the toothpaste off your finger, you know, get them to sit and do it that way. Or the same with cats, just getting them to taste it. Second step would be then getting them to lick it off the toothbrush, but not going at them with the toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Third step then, putting the toothbrush in and around their mouth. And then the fourth step is brushing. And those steps should be kind of separated out. Maybe do it for a week or even 2 weeks. It can even be a bit longer. It could take 6 months to build this up. It's kind of the same as teaching your dog to walk on a lead or sit or whatever it might be.
It's time and patience.
Time and patience. It's routine. It's the most important thing.
And how often do you have to do it then?
Yeah. So every day would be ideal, but it's not practical, especially with kids in the house and busy lives. So if you could do it 2 to 3 times a week, plaque sits on the teeth and that turns to calculus after about 3 to 4 days. So, and when that happens, it's like cement on the teeth. No brushing in the world is going to take that off. And that's where you'll need your dental procedures, such as a scale and polish or even teeth extracted. So it's really important to do it at minimum 2 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you know then if your dog or your cat has a little problem in their mouth?
Yeah. So usually the first symptom or, you know, what clients would come in with is my dog's breath is smelly, and chronically smelly. It's not just a couple of days. It's smelly all the time. So the breath, the other symptoms can be, so if you just lift the lip of your dog or cat, not kind of opening the mouth that way, lift the lip, very simple, you'll see a brown kind of coating on the teeth. Teeth shouldn't be that colour. So that's the plaque that we're talking about. And that is essentially bacteria, which is then sitting on the gums. The gums then have access to the bloodstream, and that bacteria then is going in to the bloodstream all the time. It'll also cause irritation to that gum, so the gum will be red. It won't be a nice pink colour. So any type of redness, there's different severities of it, and you will get really, really red sore gums.
So when you lift the dog's lip or the cat's lip, what you want to see is a pale pink gum.
Pale pink gum and a nice white tooth.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if you don't see that, then you could be heading for problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you mentioned then about this bacteria getting into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, where could we be headed with this?
Yeah, so that passes around the circulatory system, which is your heart, liver and kidney. And that sounds very severe, but day in, day out, years as they go by, it causes inflammation in those organs and then infection. So we see a lot of kidney disease linked with bad dental disease in dogs particularly. So that's really, really important to make sure that we're maintaining our pet's teeth for that reason.
And are there any particular breeds then that would be more vulnerable to this?
Definitely. So smaller breeds with dogs most commonly, so your Yorkshire Terriers and your Chihuahuas, some sighthounds, so greyhounds, dogs like that, will have really severe dental disease. And with that, you just need to be as mindful as possible. So doing the brushing, but then also using the dental chews. There's dental food that you can get as well. There's also powders and enzymatic treatments that you can put into their water, onto their food, which helps. So you might need to use multiple ways of maintaining the teeth rather than just brushing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And how would you know if your dog has, say, an abscess or something? Yeah. What sort of behavioural changes would you see?
So sometimes we'll see that they go off the food, but not in every case. And particularly with cats as well, they don't tend to go off the food. You might see subtly that they're going to eat to one side, they might favour one side of their mouth, or drooling. Drooling is a big sign. So where your dog didn't drool before and now they are, okay, maybe there's something there. Sometimes you won't see an abscess, you won't see any pus or anything like that. An x-ray might need to be taken. And that's where you need to have your vet visit and have your vet
assess. Just like humans, really. I mean, really uncomfortable if you have a dental problem. One of the worst pains that you can have, right?
Absolutely. And if we didn't brush our teeth, you know, so it all links up.
Yeah. Listen, we've loads of questions coming in. So this is from Cliona, who has a 7-year-old dog who won't let her brush his teeth. He had his teeth cleaned under anaesthetic when he was 5, so 2 years ago, which was a condition of his health insurance. Have you any advice for ongoing care? Well, you've gone through it there, really. It's a long process, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So if she could go back to trying to introduce the toothpaste and really, really try without brushing. Some dogs, they won't. And it is, that's acceptable. But there is those other forms of treatment that I mentioned. So the dental food could be a way of trying to maintain his teeth, and the dental chews. But some dogs and cats will just need scale and polishes every year, every 2 years maybe. So unfortunately, that is the case.
And that is really expensive, because Aoife has been in touch. She has a Bichon Yorkie mix, and she was quoted, wait for this now, €800 to get the dog's teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
So in that case, I would expect that maybe we're looking at some extractions as well. A teeth cleaning from in a general practice veterinary clinic, you probably wouldn't be looking at that high. Mm. But I
but
reckon,
if you needed an anaesthetic for it.
Yeah, anaesthetic, absolutely. You maybe would be looking at in around €400. So it is still expensive. But sometimes when the dental disease progresses, you need to remove teeth. And that is, it takes a lot of time. Some of those teeth have 3-4 roots. So they need to be removed. It takes a lot of time. So that's why it can be so expensive. Now, some veterinary clinics, and this is becoming more and more popular, will do pet health plans. And so where I work in Highfield, we have a dental plan.
Mm-hmm. And with that, you can get insurance, in other words,
in a way,
pay as you go thing where you're not
exactly. So it'll be a monthly fee, and then you get your anaesthetic and your scale and polish free. So it just helps spread the cost, but it is very expensive.
Siobhan has been in touch. She's got a 12-year-old cross Bichon, has dreadful bad breath. I brought her to the vet, who had said she'd really bad plaque, which needs removal. The only solution seems to be to put her under general anaesthetic for that. I'm nervous at her age, so she's 12 years old. She's fully healthy, but has never had any operations. What would you advise?
Yeah. So if the vet has done all the steps to make sure that your pet is healthy, you've had your bloods, you've had your general health check, yes, age does increase the risk with an anaesthetic, and it is a risk in every case. But with dental care, it is progressive. It only gets worse. So she's as young as she's going to be. So my advice would be to go ahead and get it done, provided your vet is confident that, you know, she's fit for that, because dental care, it can be a quality of life issue. And if she needs teeth removed, every time she's chewing, she could be in pain, or an infection could ensue, and then she's worse off, you know, in 6 months' time. So it is something to be considered. But if your vet has, you know, have that conversation with them, if they're confident in what their abilities are and they've, you know, had that conversation with you, I would say to go ahead.
It's a judgment call, but if the dog is healthy, you're saying it might be the best option.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, now powdered products, which you mentioned. So we have a listener asking what you think about these. You can buy them to break down the tartar on dogs' teeth. I've just started our 2 6-year-old cabochons on one of them, but I've been told they'll eventually need extractions, which would cost a fortune and be awful for them. I've paid for dental cleaning in the past, which was €400, which was a discount for the two. If these products work, would it be a cheaper option? I wonder, is that the product that you're putting into the water that you mentioned
possibly
earlier?
Yeah, it comes in different forms. You can get a paste and you can get some that goes in the water. It's if the teeth need to be extracted, or it's anticipated that they're going to have to be extracted, this powder is probably not going to fix the problem. The disease has probably progressed too far. These products are used to help maintain and prevent the dental disease getting to that point. So if you do lift up your dog's lip and you'd see that horrible plaque and the gums are red, brushing now at this point isn't going to reverse that. You need veterinary care, you need treatment to start you off from a fresh point where you can then try to maintain the teeth. The powders probably won't be good enough to resolve the problem.
I have a listener here. This is a great question. The dogs they have 3 cabochons. They're on a completely raw food diet, and they want to know, in that case, do they need to clean their teeth? So they get treats like dried tripe, carrots, berries, and they don't have sugary dentist sticks or similar. So if you have a good diet like that for your dog, doesn't negate, I would say,
exactly,
the need to brush, but maybe the teeth might be healthier as a result.
And I would see that commonly. It depends on the breed of the dog. as well. So if they're predisposed to dental disease, sometimes it's not about the food, it's about the genetics of the pet.
Okay.
But you might need to brush less, absolutely. It's really a case-by-case basis. But with a diet like that, it probably would be that you have to brush less often.
What breeds have the best teeth?
Larger breed dogs, I would expect, is what we would see commonly. And it's, I think it comes down to just chewing, that they do tend to chew a lot more.
So my Labradors now are fine, are they?
Yeah.
Still need to brush. Yeah. I'll have to get the toothbrushes on the way home and the toothbrush. Can you imagine?
They go running.
They will go absolutely running. But then, you know, Labradors, some dog breeds like Labradors, they love the attention, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might actually enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah. It really all comes down to how you approach it and if you can try and make it a little bit fun or a little bit tasty for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have questions here about heart murmurs in dogs. Our dog is a cross between a setter and a retriever and has started barking at night. She's four. We think it could be foxes or cats outside. Do you have any recommendations for calming her down and helping her with her sleep? Well, that's not the heart murmur question, but we'll take that anyway. So awake at night barking, which is awful for everyone in the house.
Mm-hmm. And she's a young dog as well, 4 years old. So that's a behaviour that you definitely want to stop before it gets any worse. What I would say is, well, why is she barking? Is there cats outside every night? Can you move this dog to a different area of the house where it's maybe quieter, or can you leave the radio on to try to distract? What I would say is not going down to comfort her, because the more you do that, it becomes a habit. And then she starts barking because she wants you to come down the stairs to comfort her. So it's just really finding out, why is she barking? Is she in distress? You need to look at that and make sure she's not needing to go to the bathroom or whatever it might be. But it's, you need to be careful with that behaviour and making sure you're not kind of feeding into it and causing it to happen.
So you're going to have to go through a few nights where the dog is barking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like might puppy. Settle down. So here we have the 12-year-old who's energetic and has a heart murmur. It's relatively low key, but the vet has recommended teeth cleaning under anaesthetic. He has had this done a couple of years ago, but I get nervous about the anaesthetic. Would you advise going ahead?
Yeah, I would. Again, it comes down to your vet, but where I work, we have different protocols for different health conditions. So you just need to be very careful.
Niamh, thank you so much for all that great advice. Niamh Fagan there, our vet.